Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions that you have been sending me that I am adding to my lucky dip. So today, we have one from Annabelle. If cools can wear all the blues, what can warms wear all of? Will you get all the oranges? Cools get no blue, no orange, I should say. So the cools get all the blues, but the warms get all the oranges, and you also get all the yellows. But of course, it's always within a range. So as much as we say cools get all the blues, it just means you can wear the warmer blues and the cooler blues. Versus the warms get all the oranges because there is no cool orange. That is why it is only a warm colour, and you get the yellows. So there's warmer and cooler yellows, but you'll find, of course, some will be better for you than others. Just like with any colour, you're always looking at the three properties of colour. So when we're thinking about those three properties, we've got the intensity of the colour, how bright it is versus how grey down it is. So if you want, you know, if you suit brighter colours, then you're looking for brighter versions of those colours. If you're looking for more grey down or more muted versions, you're looking at those more grey down ones. It's not like you're going to wear every single one in the world. It's just more, can I wear the brighter ones or the more muted or somewhere in between? That is, of course, what you're looking at. We're also looking at the value of the colour. That means how light or dark the colour is. So can I wear light, you know, have white added? So wear the tint or the pastel versions? Do I want to wear the shaded or darkened or blackened ones? Of course, the dog's now deciding to squish the squeaky toy. So do I want light versions or dark versions? So even if a cool could wear all the blues, I might be better in light blues, but a cool, when I had the black hair, I was better in the darker blues. So, you know, at the moment it's light to medium. In the old days it was medium to dark. And that's because changing my hair changes my ideal value. So really when we're thinking at colour, so yes, when we're saying all the blues or all the yellows or all the oranges, then that is really what we are thinking about. But of course, some, you know, oranges are brighter and some are more muted, some are lighter, some are darker. So just like with the cools and the blues, you as a warm will be thinking about all the different versions of those colours, and there'll be some that still are better for you than others. Okay, next question comes from Jen, who says, can you talk about how people with low colour contrast or neutrals and just one colour can use prints and patterns to pull a look together without those prints and patterns being a hero, or to coordinate an outfit for a capsule? So this is where, if we're thinking about prints and patterns that are less of a hero, either they could be something like this, which is, this has got a little star in it, but it's not a really obvious print in the same way. So I could put this with other patterned or printed garments. It doesn't really fight with them very easily. Or you can think about stripes. Stripes are really kind of non-hero print on the whole, unless they're massively bold. But a lot of the time, there's an awful lot of striped garments, which really you could wear with anything, because they are really a non-hero sort of pattern. So it could be using things like that, or a lower contrast in your pattern makes it less obvious. But things like stripes, some checks, some spots, things like that tend to be, you know, and even animal prints can be sort of garments that can actually work with a lot of other different things. Then it's looking at, you know, maybe you get those pattern garments in neutrals so that they work as backgrounds to your colours and your other pieces in your wardrobe capsule. And I do have a blog post about having patterns in your wardrobe capsule. So I've got a couple of blog posts about putting those in, and some of them are kind of more hero garments and some can be, you know, more subtle if you want them to be. So I really think about how subtle is the print already? Is it something that is an easy to mix with other things sort of print, just like the stripes and some of the checks and, you know, small checks or, you know, fine stripes, all those things, very easy to put with lots of things. They're not really obvious, so easy to mix and match with other things if you have a more subtle style. And then thinking about, yeah, what is the contrast of them? So if you've only got, you know, it's like we can have a navy and white pinstripe jacket, you know, which is a very classic item, and really you can put it with lots of different things. So it could just be that, you know, your your pattern garments are more neutral, and this is why I think many people use leopard print and animal prints as neutrals. It's because often they are in neutral colors. They're shades of brown or shades of gray, black and white. And so this allows you to use that as more of a foil because it's not adding an extra color, and then you can add the extra color with your other piece. So it doesn't mean you have to add more colors. You use, you know, choose neutral patterns that aren't too bold, and I think that will fix your issue, and then they can be part of your wardrobe capsule as long as they are the neutrals that you're using in your wardrobe capsule. Okay, last question today comes from Pat, who said, what to wear to exercise without drawing too much attention? Exercise clothing seems to be all black or neon bright, and I have warm light colouring, and I don't want to draw attention to myself, yet I still want to look good in my active wear. So when you're out about and you don't want to, you know, the all black, I mean, you know, you will fade into the background in that because a lot of people are wearing it, but if you don't feel good in it, then you don't want to wear it. And of course, those neon brights, I passed a woman today wearing, you know, hot pink sneakers. And as much as they are fun, I just, you know, it's the thing I remember about her was those hot pink sneakers when I was out and about in the park this morning with my dogs. So here it is, thinking about, well, I need to look for colours that relate to my pattern. So we're looking at that kind of warmer, lighter colouring, not too bright. We might look at something like spicy or intriguing. So it's thinking about finding, you know, your leggings or your exercise wear in your colours. Now, I have seen an awful lot of, in fact, I've got some like taupey grey sort of leggings these days. So something like this is definitely easier to find. I'm finding it's easier and easier to find more colours in your active wear. It's just worth looking around. But even our Kmart has them. So I've, you know, they've got some kind of deep burgundy kind of rusty reds. They've got some olivey, you know, kind of slaty olivey greens as well. So they do have a few options. There are many more options out there. So part of it is just looking beyond the black and seeing what else you can find. I mean, a bit of Google searching, you know, go on something like Amazon. Amazon is an amazing marketplace you can have a look at to see if you can find things in different colours. I find that, yeah, if you just look a little bit further, then sometimes the most common store is you will actually find that there's more out there. So I find that when you're, you know, if you're wearing receding colours, if you don't want to stand out, then look for more receding colours. So it could be the, you know, the olivey greens or the camels, colours like that for your tops. Probably wouldn't wear camel, you know, camel leggings as much because you might look like you've got no pants on. I have actually seen them once. It was slightly scary. I thought the woman was walking down the street with no pants on. So I would never go for a camel legging, but it could be something like an olivey sort of green. And then, you know, teaming it with something like a burgundy or an orange or something, if you want something brighter, or if you want something more muted, just even with another piece, you know, another green or maybe a lighter version for your top. Or the camel-y sorts of colours, or browns. Really, it's what you can find that you like, that fits. All those things come into the equation. But yeah, so if the colouring doesn't relate to you, it can feel really like you're standing out like a sore thumb. So I would think that it would just be looking for the colours in your palette and seeing what you can find out there in your marketplace with activewear, which of course it's changing constantly. And I think one of the things to remember is that fashions change all the time. Like, colours come in and out. I mean, I know that too, we have cotton on body, and I know that's a fairly global chain, and I have seen all sorts of warm colours and even things like navy and stuff in there as well. But I've definitely seen the warmer greens and the navies and all, and the kind of reds in there as well. So that's another kind of place you can look at for some activewear that doesn't have to be in the black or the fluoro colours. Yeah, I know some brands tend to just go for that, but then stay away from those. Look for some other ones where you will actually find the activewear in the colours that you love to wear. Thank you for sending me your questions. Of course, if you want to know more about, like, what are my colours, what are the colours I'm looking for, you can get a colour analysis by itself or as part of my 7 Steps to Style program. So just go on my website, you will find the details there. I hope you have a great day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.